Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Mass demonstrations have continued into the night in Israel against the passing of a controversial new law aimed at curbing the powers of the Supreme Court. Security forces in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv have used water cannon to disperse protesters who blocked highways. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, also known as Bibi, has defended the measures, saying they are necessary to correct an imbalance of power between the courts and political decision-making. The planned reforms have triggered some of the biggest protests in Israel's history. Many of those demonstrating see this as a step towards dictatorship.
This is my country, and Bibi kidnapped our citizen, and it's not supposed to be. We need to be here. I serve in the army. I have three little boys, and I want to continue to stay in my country.
I'm pretty scared. I'm a history teacher. Israel has been a democracy till now, but we all know, all the people here know, that it's the beginning of the end.
More than 17,000 people were reported to the British government as potential victims of modern slavery last year, the highest number since records began in 2009. A BBC investigation has found that the care industry in the UK could be being targeted, with the number of reported cases rising sharply. The US Justice Department is suing the state of Texas over floating barriers that it installed in the Rio Grande River to block migrants crossing from Mexico. The US Attorney for the Western District of Texas said the barriers violated the Rivers and Harbors Act, which protects the country's navigable rivers. From Washington, here's Sean Dilley.
This is, at its heart, an argument between the federal government and Texas over how to control the state's border. The Department of Justice ordered the boys removed. The department told the governor they posed humanitarian and public safety concerns. Mr. Abbott refused, telling the US President Joe Biden, "If you truly care about human life, you must begin enforcing federal immigration laws." He said, "Texas will see you in court, Mr. President."
Algeria says wildfires have killed more than 30 people, 10 of them soldiers, during a continuing severe heatwave. The deaths were in the Bijaya and Bouria regions, where more than 7,000 firefighters are battling blazes. Ecuador's government has declared a state of emergency and night curfews in three coastal provinces after a wave of violence that left at least 8 people dead, including a town mayor. Andrew Ochieng reports.
The declaration has been spurred by the death of the mayor in the city of Manta on Sunday. Agustin Intriago was shot several times by a gunman as he toured the city. Police have yet to confirm a motive but said that Mr. Intriago had reported receiving threats. A local female footballer, Ariana Estefania Shankey, was also killed. President Lasso said one person had been arrested in connection to the murders.
World News from the BBC. A cryptocurrency project that gives people digital coins in exchange for a scan of their eyeballs has been launched by an AI entrepreneur. Sam Altman, who heads the company that built ChatGPT, insists that the scans will help confirm if someone is human or a robot. Critics have called the project dystopian. Algeria has summoned senior Danish and Swedish diplomats to condemn the continued attacks on copies of the Quran in the two countries. There have been protests against this in several Muslim-majority countries, with campaigners and governments demanding that Sweden ban the burning of Islam's most sacred book. A court in London has ordered the lawyer for a former Nigerian governor to pay around $36 million for helping him hide funds. Badresh Gohil was convicted in 2010 of money laundering, linked to his role in helping the former governor of oil-rich Delta State, James Ibori, to hide the proceeds from criminal activities. Here's Will Ross.
London's known as a money laundering hub. Successful convictions, though, are rare. There is the case of James Ibori, the ex-governor of an oil-rich Nigerian state, who bought millions of dollars worth of properties and cars in London. Both he and his lawyer, Badresh Gohil, have already served prison sentences in the UK for money laundering. Now the courts have ordered them to pay millions back or face further jail time. If that money's ever handed over, and it's a big if, it's supposed to be spent on infrastructure in Nigeria. There is a risk, though, that it could end up in the pockets of a different set of politicians. A merry-go-round of stolen loot.
Barack Obama's personal chef has drowned while paddleboarding near the former president's residence in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. Tafari Campbell, who was 45, went missing on Sunday. In Tuesday's matches at the Women's World Cup in New Zealand and Australia, Colombia and South Korea kick off their campaigns shortly in the last group, H. On Monday, Germany hammered Morocco 6-0 to top their group. And that's the latest BBC News.